Afghanistan. Iranian-supplied Katyusha rockets are again being sent into northern Israel. No wonder that Ahmadinejad now trumpets his belief that the West is on the verge of surrender and that, quote, final victory is near, unquote. The writer Joshua Muravchik recently pointed out that, quote, a large portion of modern wars erupted because aggressive tyrannies believed that their democratic opponents were soft and weak, unquote. In the current campaign, Democratic candidates prefer to vilify George Bush than to express strong views, or any views, on the subject of the danger posed by Iran. This silence may well tempt Ahmadinejad to overreach, just as European appeasement induced Hitler to do so. If the Democratic Party is to win the presidency in 2008, it must not be seen to do so on a platform of weakness and appeasement. That is not the way to peace. It is the way to a war more dangerous than that we are now waging in Iraq. I am Richard Jenks.
2 Minutes with Richard is a production of the ZBS Radio Network. All rights reserved.
MZ here with a heads up about Cocogevity, the most delicious liquid health supplement I have ever tasted. It has a consistency much like Hershey's syrup and is a proprietary blend of exotic ingredients and luscious fruits from around the world. Cocogevity contains cocogen extract, which is used to make high-quality, great-tasting chocolate. Rich, dark chocolate is known to contain many healthful nutrients, including antioxidants and beneficial phytonutrients. Velvety, deep chocolate, recognized as the food of the gods, is known to be higher in antioxidant content than any other food and is revered worldwide for its ability to support optimum health and wellness. It has whole fruit pulp and juice extracts of mangosteen, goji, wolfberry, and acai berry, and the taste is fantastic. To get your own Cocogevity, only $39.50 per quart, call your local Youngevity distributor or call KSCO at 475-1080 to arrange for purchase and pickup.
Opinions expressed in the following live program are not necessarily those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree... Opinions expressed in the following live program are not necessarily those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comments.
Welcome to Radiance and Chocolate on AM 1080 KSCO. If you'd like to participate, our call-in telephone numbers are 831-479-1080. 831-479-1080.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's the Radiance and Chocolate Hour. I'm Melissa Stone, and Sophie Winnick is running the board today.
I start with a laugh because can we say karma, ladies
karma,
and gentlemen?
Karma, it is karma.
I don't know, Melissa, if you remember.
I remember.
Yeah, tell the audience.
I remember, and I think it was, let me see if I can remember which show. I do believe it was the sleep show where Sophie told Billy a monkey could run the board. Right?
Yeah, well, I hope Billy's listening because this is for you, honey.
We really, really appreciate you, Billy, now that we know.
And can you tell I'm running the board for the first time in my life?
So bear with us if there's any technical difficulties.
Yeah, I'm actually nervous, but Rosemary is here to help me right outside the window, and Melissa's here. And we have a special, we have two guests today, but helping us in the studio today is Melissa's lovely daughter, Haley. Say hello.
Hi.
She's going to help us with some things and some more moral support and some commercials, but if I can figure out, okay, now let's pray here.
So what are we talking about today, Sophie?
Today we're talking about, I want to say wonderful, beautiful film, a documentary called Birth as We Know It, and I'm going to bring on our guest.
The subject is conscious birth.
Conscious birth, and we're going to be speaking with, I can only call her a visionary filmmaker, Elena Tanetti. Are you here?
Yes, I am.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, Elena. Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We loved the film. It's gorgeous. That's all I can say.
It is. It's a beautifully filmed film. So is that right to say
film? A beautifully filmed documentary. And what I'd like to talk about, first of all, Elena, I'd like you to just introduce yourself a bit and talk about who you are and how you came to make this lovely film.
Well, how much time do we have?
We have a while. You have till 20 after before we even have to take our first break.
20 after 12?
Yeah.
That's in 5 minutes.
That's in about 8 minutes.
It's about
on
eight
my
minutes.
Big clock. I'm looking at the big studio clock, and right now that's okay. The only one that counts.
Okay. Well, I am Elena Tonetti Vladimirova, a Russian woman with Italian last name, living here in California. But before I lived here in California, I lived in Russia, mm-hmm. and was participating in creating a conscious birth movement in Russia since early 80s. I started in 82.
Okay.
And the whole movement evolved. It culminated in the birth camps at the Black Sea, and that's what you can see some of it in the film. Women giving birth in the ocean with wild dolphins jumping around.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing.
It is beautiful, and it looks like it's just a very peaceful experience.
It was beautiful.
It was
the ultimate experience, ultimate high that is possibly available in a human body.
Right. Yeah. Now, you were involved. You got involved with this before you had a child. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a child in 1990, but I had my child in America. I actually came to America pregnant.
Oh, really?
And I didn't know anybody, and I didn't speak English yet. And I sort of got stranded here. I came here for vacation, and a couple of weeks after I left the country, my whole country fell apart, and I suddenly didn't have a country to go back to.
Right.
Wow.
So I walked into emergency room and had my own child in the hospital.
Oh, wow, really?
That's a joke, a cosmic joke.
Yeah.
kept me very humble.
Right.
But it was a natural birth. I didn't allow them C-section. The moment they saw me in labor, they just ordered a nurse, prepare her for C-section. Well, excuse me? No. I had enough English to say no.
Right.
Wow. And what was their reasoning for that?
I don't know.
Failure to progress, which is pretty much a garbage can diagnosis, in my opinion.
Right.
Well, I was just stressed out, but they made that decision before they checked me.
I can attest to that with my own birth experiences, not directed towards me, but directed towards other laboring women. I could see the OB walking around, she's going to have a C-section, and it just kind of depended on their demeanor.
Right. I actually was saved from a C-section myself and had a natural birth with no drugs.
Well, the thing is, C-section is predominant form of extracting the baby's body out of the mother's body in the world right now. Mm-hmm. It's not just America.
Oh, yeah.
In some countries, it's up to 80-85%.
Wow.
I know in South America, at least in Brazil, it's at least 60% there, right?
Or yeah. In South Africa, it's 80%.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
In the United States, it's 30%, but it's still outrageous. It's outrageous violation of human rights of the baby and the mother. And the thing is that women are afraid of giving birth.
Mm-hmm.
That's the driving force behind it. And they have good reason, because they don't know much about giving birth.
Right.
And that's basically why I made my film. I wanted to help women recover their attention, recover their power, get back into their bodies, and remember that they were designed to give birth.
Right.
That it's something that they're supposed to be able to do.
Well, the body knows how to do it. I mean,
right,
if you look
right.
back, you know, Indian tribes, they didn't go to hospitals.
Right.
The mothers trusted the body.
Yes, for millennia, we were procreating as a species without any help other than our sisters, our tribal leaders,
right.
the medicine woman, the shaman. You know, it was all the help we got. And we survived as a species. If anything, we almost didn't make it through the wars that we inflicted on each other.
Right, right.
But not because we couldn't give birth. And I think what's happening right now with birth is basically a genocide against the human race.
Wow, a powerful
because
statement.
It is, but that is the way I see it. I think it was somehow removed from us. I don't know what forces were behind it, but it was introduced into the Bible when it was translated as women should suffer in birth.
Mm-hmm.
I actually spoke with people who studied the original templates, and the words were not suffer. The verb that was used in that sentence is more equivalent of the word labor.
Mm-hmm.
Women mm-hmm. will labor while giving birth. And labor is a normal thing. You're supposed to, you know, pay attention.
Right.
You're supposed to be present.
Present,
you're
exactly.
You're supposed to actually, you know, get involved.
Right.
And give birth in labor is the actual text from the scriptures. But somehow it was replaced with women should suffer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's, I noticed that there is an enormous, enormous resentment towards blissful, happy, organic birth. You know, it's a religious resentment, social, financial, economic, political, on every level, mental, emotional, fear of
right.
being born. But that's the whole point. You know, we have this mechanism that is called limbic imprint.
Right. And Elena, we're gonna put you on hold for a second. We need to go to one of those breaks.
Okay.
And I'm gonna ask the listeners to call in with their questions about conscious birth.
Okay.
831-479-1080. We'll be right back with
okay.
Radiance and Chocolate.
Hi, it's Sophie again.
Uh-huh.
I just tried Youngevity's Cocogevity, and oh boy, this stuff tastes like bittersweet chocolate syrup. This stuff is so good, you could put it on ice cream. Even better, make your own Nature's Way ice cream like I do, and put a ribbon of Cocogevity through it. And it's not just good for you, it's the best for you. It has pure cocogen extract, which has a higher level of antioxidants than any other food. You also get mangosteen, goji, and acai berry, foods that have such high levels of phytonutrients and antioxidants that they are prized all over the world for their health benefits. Cocogevity is so good, maybe it's too good. You'll be tempted to overdo it. Who would have thought? Chocolate as a supplement. What a beautiful world. For more information, I'm at 335-3216 or tastyvitamins at yahoo.com. Call or email me, and I'll send you my exclusive collection of recipes. Take care.
We here at Emadon Computers offer a comprehensive computer repair service for all your needs, and we offer our own reliable brand of computers. From large corporate issues to on-site home repair, please call us in Santa Cruz County at 477-9900 or visit our retail store at 2619 41st Avenue, directly across from the new Home Depot, and let Emadon be your computer friend.
Emadon, that's known as spelled backwards. Emadon Computers, your friendly computer store.
Attention business owners. Want a way to get a free custom designed 20-page website? Sound too good to be true? Hi, this is Terrence McHenry on behalf of KSCO and KOMY, and New Generation Media presents the Impact Program. See how radio and a custom designed 20-page website can take your business to the next level. Call KSCO or KOMY at 475-1080. That's 475-1080, and make your appointment today.
I have good news for all of you who want to have a great smile. Hello, I'm Dr. Guy Peabody. I've talked to you many times about how I offer sedation dentistry to take care of complex dental problems. Today, I have good news about how you can achieve a great new smile without having to have your teeth irreversibly reshaped. You may have heard about how porcelain veneers can be placed on worn or discolored teeth to make them look new. However, your teeth had to be subjected to moderate to aggressive grinding in order to make those veneers look natural. Now, we have a new porcelain veneer that is as thin as a contact lens, yet as strong as your natural teeth. This means you can have the brilliant, natural smile you want with little or no grinding, shots, or long sessions in the dental chair. Get the smile you've always wanted with the teeth you've always had. Give my office a call. I'm Dr. Guy Peabody.
Call Dr. Guy Peabody at 831-457-0343. Find Dr. Peabody's sedation dentistry on the web at drpeabody.com or in the Yellow Pages. You too can wake up to a beautiful smile.
Up, girls, Youngevity just came up with another great product that will make any girl's life easier.
They sure did, honey. It's mineral makeup, not that greasy pore clogging stuff we used to use. Youngevity's mineral makeup is all natural, just pure minerals that go on like a dream and make you look like a goddess. Skin that is even toned and glowing. Youngevity's mineral makeup comes in all skin tones so you can find your perfect match. You can complete your look with Angel Face Mineral Setting Powder and Mineral Blush.
Plus, all the mineral makeups products act as a natural SPF 15 sunblock.
Leave it to Youngevity to help you look beautiful inside and out. For more information or to learn how to be a groovy goddess every day, call me, Melissa, at 831-335-8335 or check out Youngevity's link at www.balancestudio.org. And we are back. Glad you're all still there because I'm, you know, all I can say is, let's get Elena off a hold.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. Let's see here.
Double click. Elena.
Are you there?
Yes.
Are you there? Sorry.
Putting up with us because I'm running. I'm running the board by myself for the first time. So it's a lot of buttons.
So there's a lot going on here in this studio today.
So bear with us is an understatement. It's really just me you have to bear with.
So you were, before we went to break, you were discussing conscious birth.
Right.
And let's talk, I want to talk a little bit about the concept of limbic imprinting. That's probably a new concept for a lot of people out there, and it's a central concept to the movie. So right. Why don't we define that and discuss that a little bit?
Yeah, that's what I started saying before the break. Let me explain what it is on a very basic level. We have a part in the brain that is called limbic system of the brain. That's where our emotions, feelings, sensations get processed.
Mm-hmm.
And, versus cortex, which we used to refer to as the gray matter, the brain, mm-hmm. actually. What we normally think of a brain is just the cortex.
Right.
That's where the mental activity is happening, logic, calculation, memory,
mm-hmm.
cognitive memory. So, but there is the other part of the brain where emotions live.
Okay.
That's where love resides. A very big thing to house.
And our fear, does that...
Our fear. And the thing is that love lives there or the absence of it.
Right.
And that's the whole point, that if we're limbically imprinted at birth in early childhood for suffering and violation of our rights, then suffering becomes our comfort zone. The abuse becomes something our nervous system sort of it recognizes it as home frequency.
Okay.
And to explain better, I use that example in the film, that it's like everyone knows that when goslings hatch out of the egg, they follow the first thing they see. And it's supposed to be mama goose. So mm-hmm. it's supposed to be a very safe mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually a mechanism that provides the safety of that species. So the point is that if they hatch out of the egg and it's not the mama goose but the fox that is leading them to her den to eat them, they don't know the difference. They just follow the first object they see. And they sort of get wired to following that mm-hmm. that object. If it's a pencil that a scientist is sort of dragging in front of them, they would follow that pencil and think that's wow. the thing to follow. So basically, all species that have a limbic brain, limbic system of the brain in their heads, they have that mechanism of recognizing their early formative experiences as comfort zone. The nervous system is sort of hardwired for interpreting that experience as good for you, as the way you survived, quote unquote. Even though most of the times it should be interpreted as we survived in spite of it, because there was so much sensory overload, especially when there were really loud noises or very, very bright lights in the operation room, or if there was, cold metal tools used that are very staggering, because the baby, the infant, is extremely sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be thought of as something that doesn't have any senses or memory.
Right.
It doesn't have cognitive memory and cognitive senses that would be cognitively remembered by the cortex, because the frontal lobes are not developed enough to create that memory. But the baby remembers with its whole body.
Right. You know what is interesting about that is I'm a massage therapist, and I gave a massage about a month ago to somebody, and in the middle of the massage she started crying and said that she was remembering her birth and how horrible it was.
Yeah.
And I've never heard that before, and I didn't really know what to do other than to just comfort her. But you know, I'd never had heard anybody say that. It was the oddest thing to hear.
That's amazing.
Now that you're telling me what's going on in the brain, it makes a lot of sense.
Right. Had that had your client had a birth before? Was she a mother?
I think she does have children, grown okay. children, but she said she was remembering her own horrible birth.
Huh.
And she I would say she's, late 50s, so she was born,
So my point is another big part of the film is that you need to heal this before you
right.
go into your own experience.
Right.
Of birth.
Right.
Basically, if there was trauma introduced into the limbic system, it stays for life. It's like fingerprints.
Okay.
It doesn't change unless we actually do something about it. There are things that could be done to bring it up to date, to upgrade our limbic system, so to speak.
And what would that be? What would the things be to heal that?
There is a wide array. It depends on what kind of birth trauma, and it depends of what is possible and what is the personal intention are and where the person is,
mm-hmm.
in their own evolutional process.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no such thing as, step 1, 2, 3.
Right.
It's very delicate and complex process, and I would say it's a series of processes. And basically, anything and everything might be it.
Mm-hmm.
I do my own sort of garden variety of processes that I found working. I'm working with women for 25 years now. Mm-hmm. So I have my, you do anything for 25 years, you got to start getting good at it.
Right. You are a conscious birth educator and you have a
right.
program.
So I found, you know, things that work when I do them. But it all comes down to the actual internal intention and sort of readiness, the ripeness of the person.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a study done by Massage Magazine that was trying to figure out what techniques work and what don't work. And mm-hmm. they had something like 2 pages of different techniques listed.
Mm-hmm.
And what the result of that study was that only 7% of effectiveness was up to the technique used. 93% were up to the intention of the client.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Intention's huge. It's
yeah,
huge
absolutely.
In everything.
Right. So, yeah, you know, I do what I do, but there is a lot of other things.
Right.
And I can say a couple of things about what I do. I do sort of, well, how should I say it? It's not rebirthing because rebirthing has a specific meaning in many minds,
mm-hmm.
but it is rebirthing because it is experience of the new birth, but the kind of birth that a person is ready to experience now at this stage of their understanding of who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of going into digging into the actual old birth trauma and figuring out how exactly it went wrong and what exactly was so bad and how it made the person feel, we just create a whole new experience of being conceived, gestated, and being birthed and nurtured.
So you're doing this in your mind like as a meditation?
No, it's again, it's a series of processes that include the employment of all 3 parts of the brain,
mm-hmm.
Cortex, limbic system, and reptilian brain. And that's the trick, that if you include all 3 brains at the same time into the process, then the shift happens almost magically,
mm-hmm.
because they want to work together,
okay.
and not running different programs. You know, when suffering is introduced into the original limbic imprint, what happens is that the person understands that they don't want to suffer. They think that they don't want to suffer, but they're limbically wired for suffering. So they will keep sort of recreating and attracting the situations that would inflict suffering onto them.
Mm-hmm.
Even though cortex will say no, the limbic attractor will say yes.
Wow.
You know, that's the mechanism at work when a woman, say, attracts one alcoholic boyfriend after another when her father was an alcoholic.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the same mechanism at work.
Right.
I'm getting ahead of myself. Sorry, Elena.
Go ahead.
To harmonize them, to bring them to common denominator so they could work as a team. So understanding what the person wants and the needs are running from the same captain's bridge, you know.
Uh-huh.
So what were you going to say?
Actually, I wanted to bring up that you address the subject of circumcision in this movie, and I thought that was compelling, and wanted to talk about that a little bit because we did
uh-huh.
do a show and we had Dr. George Denniston on the show.
Oh, good for you!
And
yeah, he's a prominent advocate for stop torturing infants. It's I was terrified when I came to America and saw what is being done to little baby boys here. It doesn't make any sense to me to inflict that much suffering into baby's life. And that's what I was saying, that introducing suffering into the limbic imprint of the human being is a way of a crowd control. Because if the suffering and violation of their rights is their comfort zone, then throughout life, it's a very easy to inflict state of being.
Right.
And if the person is caring and loving, if the whole nation is loving and caring, compassionate beings, how do you make them fight against each other?
Right.
How do you introduce the fear-based actions into their lives if they don't have fear limbically imprinted in their nervous system?
Well, you know, watching this movie, it just all makes sense to me now why we're all walking around unconscious and fear-based after watching this movie and realizing that it's all starting at birth.
Right.
You know, and what I liked about the movie is you talk a lot about not only just the conscious birth, but conscious,
living.
Everything, just
well,
everything
yes.
about it before you get pregnant to really start looking at your body and looking at your emotions and starting to clear this stuff out before you bring someone else into the world.
Right. The full program starts way before.
Way before.
Sorry, conception.
Exactly.
The earlier, the better. I think all this information should be in kindergarten.
Oh, I totally agree
Absolutely.
With you that, you know, in high school, they should see this movie.
Absolutely.
You know?
And the thing is, I actually spoke to a few high school teachers who are doing sex ed and mm-hmm. showing horrible, horrific births. And the girls run to the bathroom to puke after they see those births.
Yep.
And I was saying, well, if you want to educate them, here's my film. And they said, well, we can't show this. It's too beautiful. We need to scare them out of having sex.
Right. Right. Right.
And, well,
see, everything's
it's not
fear.
Right
everything's
it's
fear.
It's not scaring them from having sex.
I told
it's
you.
Scaring them from giving birth.
Right. Right.
And when fear is introduced into the very flesh of the infant, you see, the limbic imprint starts at conception.
Right. Yeah.
The moment of conception is already on the cellular memory of
right.
the human being. So it goes through gestation. And if a woman is fearful about giving birth, that fear is her, you know, amino acids that her brain produces
right.
and makes the stress hormones in her body. That's the soup that the
right.
the baby
is
filled out
right.
of.
Elena, we're going to run off to a break, and we're going to talk about the fear when we get back. If you want to call in, 831-479-1080.
831-479-1080. We want to hear from you. Hi, Sophie. Wherever you are during your busy day, you can always get your longevity supplements. So listen up. In Soquel, go to the Bay Briar Shop on the corner of Soquel Drive and Daubenbiss. Call them at 462-1965. That's 462-1965. In Aptos, don't forget Whitelaw Chiropractic and Wellness Center. They're on Soquel Avenue next to the Little Taco Bell. Their number is 688-7077. 688-7077. In the San Jose area, call Marilyn Henderson at 408-262-1888. That's 408-262-1888. And now you can check out VitaminGoddess.com. That's VitaminGoddess.com. No excuses not to take care of yourself.
Are your home or business windows in need of cleaning? If the answer is yes, then we have the perfect company to take care of your needs. Reggie's Window Cleaning. Owner-operator Reggie Cortez has been in the business for over 15 years and total customer satisfaction is his guarantee. If it is window cleaning, exterior house or building washing, pressure washing, or glass restoration, then you need to contact Reggie's Window Cleaning at 393-9709. If you're looking out of your thermal pane windows and seeing foggy windows, then Reggie's window cleaning can also solve that problem. Don't replace your windows. Have them restored to their original quality. Solve your foggy window condensation problems at a fraction of the cost of other repair methods. The restoration process removes the moisture from failed thermal pane windows, which causes condensation to build. Don't consider buying new windows. Let Reggie's Window Cleaning restore your windows. Give Reggie's Window Cleaning a call today at 393-9709. That's 393-9709. Reggie's Window Cleaning.
Green Space, specializing in all things green. Green Space, sustainable solutions for your life. Green Space is a one-stop shop with expert staff and personal service. No need to compromise. Green Space has everything you need. Bedding, baby clothing, reclaimed art and flooring, natural cleaning solutions, zero VOC paints and stains for your home. Green Space, a conscientious store with you in mind. Offering weekly seminars and workshops. Green Space, 1122 Soquel Avenue, Santa Cruz. Log on to greenspacecompany.com.
Hello, they say in life, balance is key. And I can see why. As a business owner and mother, I strive for balance every day. I believe that exercise, meditation, a strong connection with family and friends, along with putting good stuff into the body, play vital roles in bringing balance into your life. That's what my life is about, and that's why I became a Youngevity distributor. Yep, it's Melissa Stone again talking about balance as always. Youngevity has something for everyone, great products I can really stand behind, and a business that fits into my busy life. If you're looking for balance, call me, Melissa, at 831-335-8335. That's 335-8335. Or check out the Youngevity link at balancestudio.org.
We are back with Elena Tanetti. Do I still have you?
Turn down the music,
great.
Sophie, there.
And
there
let's
go.
Remind everybody, yeah, I've got to do about six things at a time here. I'm getting it. I just wanted to remind everybody, we have Elena Tanetti, and we're talking about the film Birth As We Know It.
So, and there's a website, birthasweknowit.com, as one word, and birthintobeing.com. That's the website for my workshops.
Great. And where are your workshops? Where are you held at? Where you live?
Well, I'm in California, but I travel all over. And on Birth Into Being, there is a calendar of events.
Is there any workshops in our area?
We're talking about it with your area people. They're planning to bring me over in winter.
Okay, great.
But until winter, I have some other classes scheduled in different parts of the world.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to having you here in our area.
You have one coming up next week, I think?
I have one coming up in 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
In Chico.
Oh, in Chico. Okay.
Not too far away.
California, not too far away.
Not too far. Okay, so we were talking about fear. And that's what I hear every pregnant mother say is, I'm so scared to go into labor. I'm so scared. And when I took those prenatal classes, I had a great midwife. And I actually had my daughter at Kaiser, which 12 years ago, which was just, they were just starting to get the midwives in and turning the hospital more into a room, and you could have your baby in the water. And that's what I was actually planning on doing with my midwife, but I had some complications and I couldn't do it. I went to a lot of classes on just letting your body go and letting your body do what it's supposed to do. And I mean, I had my daughter in about 3 hours.
Wow.
You know, I had the only complication I had was I had to be on Pitocin because I was not starting labor and my water had already broken. But I had a really fast, I had a great experience. It was wonderful. And it was because of this midwife just reiterating that you should let your body do what it needs to do.
Right.
And that it knows what it's supposed to do and you just need to be still and let it go.
But what is interesting about this birth experience is that she came up against the hospital policy of 24 hours with membranes broken, go into panic mode. Basically.
Right. And then
they put me on it happen.
Right. And then they put me on the Pitocin. And as soon as the Pitocin went, I went into full labor quicker than they could even get their stuff together and was ready to give birth. And it's because I was just letting my body do what it was supposed to do. And I wasn't stopping it.
Well, I hear from doctors from all over the world. By the way, the film is already in 40 countries.
Good.
That just in 1 year. I made it a year ago, and without any marketing, any advertising, it's in 40 countries. And it wasn't even translated yet. I'm trying to translate it now into 6 languages, and it will really go after that. But it does speak for itself, you know, without even any translation. It went like wildfire because there is so much need. There is an enormous request for this kind of information. Women want to know.
We do.
Women want it. And that's basically the success behind it. And the thing is, I actually get a lot of letters from doctors saying, thank you so much. This was the first time in my entire practice that I saw what the normal birth was supposed to look like.
Well, that's what I noticed in the film as well, is the babies were coming out, and they were beautiful. Their heads were round. They weren't pink.
And they weren't screaming in purple.
Exactly. And when I had my daughter, you know, I had her real quick, and all the nurses were coming in, your baby's so beautiful, your baby's so beautiful, and we thought, oh, they just tell everybody that. When I went into the nursery, I noticed that all the other babies had cone heads, and they were pink, and they didn't look healthy, and other people were telling me that's because they're in the birth canal a really long time, that their head's cone.
Well, the thing is, also, is the problem is that doctors are running the show, but they are not informed about the normal birth. They are taught repeatedly over and over about all the pathologies. So basically, all they know is pathologies. So birth becomes a war zone, becomes a battlefield where it's like emergency. You know, nobody saw it coming, and oops, suddenly we need an emergency room to fix the problem.
Right.
Well, baby is not a problem. It's not an emergency.
Right.
The regular, average, healthy woman knows that she's pregnant and her body is figuring out day by day how to adjust and take care and stretch and become flexible and fluid and melt down all the resentment in the body. And if she is not introducing stress level herself every day into that organic physiological process, then it just takes over and runs the show.
Right.
And if there is a repeated flood of stress hormones in her body, then her cervix cannot open. You know, it's actually Mother Nature build that mechanism in it. It's our design that if it's not safe, say a deer is giving birth in the meadow under the trees and suddenly she sees a wolf creeping in.
Right.
Her cervix has to, stress hormone sends a signal to close the cervix and she has to run and not, you know, drop the baby.
Right.
So
and that's what we don't understand, that the body knows.
Speaking, if there is stress hormone, cervix cannot open. And the cervix opens absolutely automatically if there is no stress level in the blood.
Right. And saying I can't or stop, because we were watching a lot of films of how women prolong their labor into like 30 hours because they're sitting there going, I can't do this, I can't do this. Well, if you say that, that stress hormone comes in, and yeah, you can't do it. It's going to stop.
And I generally think that if you're using a doctor, well, they're all, you know, I believe in using medical professionals for what they're trained for, and an OB is trained for emergency.
Right, and there are those. You know, with our age of driving cars and getting into car accidents and getting sports injuries, and there's a lot of conditions, and we have lots of diseases now that do require the emergency intervention.
Right, but not every time.
But it's a very small percent. Still, it's a very small percent. And in those cases, God help them. You know, it's like it's a grace that we have all this equipment and technology and trained professionals to to rescue women and their babies in those critical situations. But still, it's a very, very small percent in the general population of women who are going into labor at this very moment as we speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it just made more sense to me when I was researching. I've had four births, and I looked at how much training in normal birth birth professionals get, and it just made more sense to me to use a midwife because that's what they do.
Right.
And I actually used a certified nurse midwife, so I knew if there was an emergency, there was an OB backup.
Right, and it's good to know that, and it's good to have it, and if there is attempted home birth, it's good to do it in a safe distance, like not more than 5 minutes away from
the hospital.
This is all, you know, common sense kind of things.
Right, because, I mean, your movie is not telling women you aren't going to have a good birth unless you give birth, you know, out in the ocean or at home.
No,
you're really
fact,
about empowering women
yeah.
wherever they are.
I am actually showing a very good hospital birth.
Right, you did,
where
yes.
Where a doctor, it's full-blown maternity ward mm-hmm. with a real doctor mm-hmm. that is just standing by and letting a woman have a natural birth.
Right, and I had hospital births, and I was very comfortable there, but I knew I had to be in charge.
Right, and that's the whole point. That's the whole point. A woman's supposed to be in charge. That is her rite of passage. That is her initiation. She will grieve. Her body will grieve. That's what postpartum depression is.
Wow.
When she doesn't have the chance to go through that initiation as a woman.
Elena, we have a caller that wants to ask you a question.
Okay.
Hold on just a second. Click.
Hey, Rory.
Roy.
Yes, thanks
for
taking my call.
Is this Rory in Watsonville?
It's Rory in Watsonville. How are you?
Hey,
how are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. I just tuned in here a few minutes ago. I had a quick question. My wife and I have had 9 kids, and the last two we had at home. Yeah, it's amazing. She's amazing. But the last two we had at home, and to do it over again, man, I would have had them all at home.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And just so much easier and so less expensive.
Less expensive. There's a lot.
If I had to do it again,
I'd do it at home, too.
I mean, one of them, I was even watching Monday Night Football in my living room. It's like, is this good or what?
Well, I don't know about that. I think you should have been supporting your wife. But
do you have a question for Elena?
The midwife almost kicked me out for that comment.
Yeah, that's bad.
But anyway, you might know her. I'm blanking her name. She's a German lady. Really good.
So what's your question for Elena?
Yeah, our midwife, and we confirmed it, the two that we had at home never had the jaundice. And she goes, oh, all my home births, we never have jaundice.
Wow.
And I'm blanking on her name. She's well-known in Santa Cruz, German, older lady, but sharp.
Yeah, I don't know.
And, you know, I just thought, wow, that's kind of interesting. I never have had a chance to follow it up. So that was one issue that I was curious if you had any comments on. No problem with the Billy Rubin.
Yeah.
And
well,
then the other question. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Elena.
The thing is that in home birth, the midwife, normally well-trained midwife, waits for the umbilical cord to stop pulsating, which means that all the blood is pumped from placenta into the baby's body, and the baby has, you know, the birthright, all of the blood that it needs to keep building itself.
I have heard about that.
And in the hospital, they cut the umbilical cord immediately. There is so much impatience, and that causes enormous emotional and psychological and physical trauma to the baby.
Wow.
That's
and I don't know why the doctors keep doing it. Actually, one of the doctors in one of the European countries told me that in their medical books, they say that if they don't cut the cord immediately, then the blood will start pumping back out from the baby into placenta.
Ah.
And I cannot even conceive of more ridiculous thing, but it's in their Bible, it's in their manual on labor.
Our medical books, until very recently, show only circumcised penises too.
Right.
They're all written by humans. Remember?
Right. And in medical books, there is absolutely no explanation why they're cutting foreskin, what it is, what is their function. They just it says it's a part usually removed right after birth, and that's all it says.
Right. Right.
Why remove it?
Right.
Doesn't.
Right.
It doesn't
that's,
say.
But that's another flap.
That is another
that's
flap.
That's a whole, that's a whole
another
thing.
For another time.
Exactly.
The other question,
did you have another question?
Yeah, the other question was, oh, I remember her name, Veronica Wagner, and she said that if she had a breech baby, she just turned it.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
how come?
That.
Yeah, right. How come people get breech babies and they run them off to a C-section when this midwife would say, oh, I just turned.
Yeah, I know. The twins, breech babies are considered by doctors as emergency, automatically means intervention. But the truth is, the nature has multiple babies in many species. It's not an emergency. It is a normal thing. I don't know why they consider it.
They don't even train to do it.
But what I want to say is the statistics. Worldwide, the top four countries with home births, up to 70% of births delivered by midwives and doulas. The top four countries, it's Norway, Sweden, Finland, and Denmark. They have the lowest crime rates and the lowest poverty rate.
Yep.
See, the
there's some
part of
that's
their,
a whole nother show, too.
Yeah, some petrol dollars account for that. But anyway, thank you for taking
thanks,
my
Roy.
Call.
Thanks, Roy. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. And that's the thing, that these issues are connected.
Oh,
the
totally.
Way society.
It's all connected, Elena. We're all connected.
We're coming up on the end, so let's make sure we get your website out again, and so we can get everything in here.
Okay, there is a lot of information.
There's a lot of information.
Birthintobeing.com, and for the film, it's Birth As We Know It.
Birth As We Know It. .com and birthintobeing.com. I highly recommend this wonderful, lovely film, even if you're not expecting, though I just gave it to my sister-in-law who is expecting. So I want to thank Elena Tanetti for coming on today with us and putting up with my bumbling at the board
fine.
Here.
There is always the first time.
Yes, there's always the first time.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure meeting
you. Thank you so much.
The pleasure was mine.
Your movie is beautiful.
Absolutely
thank
wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you again.
Namaste.
Bye-bye. So I guess we're ready to
we did it, Sophie.
Finish up. Oh, my God. I have a very short quote, and it's actually from the book Love is Letting Go of Fear by Gerald Jampolsky, MD. Some of you may have heard about this, and it's about the title of the quote is, I could see peace instead of this. Most of the time, I see a fragmented world where nothing seems to make sense. The bits and pieces of my daily experience reflect the chaos I see within. Today, I welcome a new perception of myself and the world.
And with that, covering yourself in a bubble of white light, purple energy running up the midline of the body, and green energy illuminating the heart chakra, we are one as we are held in the divine. Namaste.
Namaste, everyone. And coming up at 1, it's Nick Belaich. And we'll see you next week when we're going to talk about drowsy driving and sleep disorders with Tracy Kahn again.
We're bringing her back
next week at noon. We'll see you around.
Bye.
And thanks, Haley.
Thanks, Haley.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Your source for news, sports, traffic, and weather. AM 1080, KSCO, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Salinas, and Monterey.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
What I am about to disclose to you is unbelievable and disappointing. Having always looked upon the British government and its people as closest to Americans in our thoughts of respectful human rights and assessment of different religions, it's with sadness and shock to learn the British Union of Colleges and Universities, a labor organization representing 125,000 British academics, have chosen to opine to the world on human rights, democracy, and peace in the Middle East. This organization will not denounce Iran, which is developing nuclear weapons and has declared its intent to obliterate Israel. Neither will it denounce Saudi Arabia, which executes prisoners in public by stoning and beheading, and which is widely known to finance terrorism around the region. Nor does it care that Syria, which holds sham elections and tolerates Hamas, or Egypt, where opponents of the government are tried by secret military tribunals. You will not find any of these countries on the blacklist considered by the British Union of Colleges and Universities. Instead, this organization, claiming concern for human rights, is considering a boycott against the only democracy in the Middle East, Israel. Under the terms of the boycott, Israeli academics will not be permitted to publish in British journals or attend academic conferences in the United Kingdom. Joint research between British and Israeli scholarships, whether about strategies for peace or cures for disease, would be barred, and student exchange programs would immediately come to a halt. The purpose is clear: to punish Israeli scholars and isolate Israeli universities. And these foolish British scholars will shoot themselves in the foot in the name of hate and bigotry. Don't these so-called educated academics understand that academic boycotts are a loss for everyone? That boycotts of this nature, besides being unethical and biased, are counterproductive to human progress and world peace? Many pioneering innovations beneficial to the global community evolve from collaboration with colleagues in other parts of the world. And some of the most significant discoveries made in Israel are shared gladly with the scientific world community. Some of these recent discoveries are a revolutionary drug developed in Israel holding hope for tens of millions who suffer from schizophrenia. A scientist at Ben Gurion University in the Negev developed a biological control for mosquitoes and black flies that cause malaria and blindness, saving the sight and lives of millions of people in Africa and China. Velcade, an effective new cancer drug, is based on research that won two Israeli professors the 2004 Nobel Prize. These are but a few of the Israeli scientific contributions to the world for the betterment of humanity. And this is what the British scientists want to throw away in the name of hoping to destroy the Jewish state of Israel? They want to boycott a cure for cancer? They want to stop drip irrigation discovered by Israeli scientists? And they want to prevent scientific cooperation between nations? These actions by some British academics who do not speak for the people of Britain, who want to boycott Israelis, have lost all their credibility. The only explanation to their strange actions could be that some British-born Muslim scientists have infiltrated the British organization and brainwashed the membership to hate Israel. The Israeli response is to educate the world community of these strange actions of the British scientists. For KSEO and KOMY, this is Kay Swirling.
Your KSCO Central Coast weather outlook is for mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s along the coast into the mid-80s inland today. Afternoon sea breeze 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, patchy low clouds in the evening, then widespread low clouds and fog and drizzle. Lows tonight expected in the 40s to upper 50s with evening sea breezes 5 to 15 miles per hour tomorrow. Widespread low clouds and fog and drizzle in the morning, then patchy low clouds. Motors forecast from Monterey Bay, westerly winds 5 to 10 knots today and tonight. Wind waves 2 feet or less today and tonight. Westerly swells, or northwest swells 1 to 3 feet at 8 seconds, becoming west 1 to 3 feet at 8 seconds tonight. Some patchy fog and drizzle after midnight expected. 74 degrees of temperature here at KSCO. Highway Patrol reporting a traffic hazard. It may still be there. Male with a backpack in the middle of the road. Highway 9 just south of Glengarry Road in Santa Cruz. That reported at 12:30, so maybe now out of the roadway. But that's what the report was at 12:30. That's the latest that we have. 6 minutes past 1 o'clock this Monday afternoon, the 16th of July. Time now for the Noon Balloon with Nick Belayach. Have one with Nick on AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz.
Views expressed on the following live radio show are not necessarily those of KSCO, staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please contact us in order to balance comment.